Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have another special guest on the show. Beepsa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show today. I know you have a lot of things to do. We really, really appreciate your time. Now, what we wanted to do was just to, of course, get to know more about you and how everything is going with you and your CyberBacker. But before we jump to that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do?
Absolutely. So my name is Abhipsa. I started working for this real estate company about 3.5 years ago. I had no idea about real estate before I joined Keller Williams and Fresh Places. But I always like wanted to do something in HR, wanted to do something related to like accounting and all of that. That's what like, that's my day. I did my master's and my graduation in accounting and finance. So I was like always inclined to it, but I never thought real estate would be the actual, you know, place for me. Yeah. But, I joined this team, and I've just loved real estate after that. I fell in love with the job, looking at like new homes and things like that. So, I am an operations manager slash like a director of operations at my team here. I basically overlook marketing, HR, social media, and all of that. So basically, I really needed help with so many things that I've been doing so far. And that's when like, you know, I thought I'll go with CyberBacker and, you know, just so that they can like help me out with whatever I'm doing. And I have a team of like 8 agents. Wow. So yeah, it goes up and down. Like we have agents come in and go, and then we like add new agents. So it's always very crazy. But we have a small team, but that's what we do. And it's, I just like help them, you know, grow business.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the real estate world exactly?
So it's not been long. It's just been 3.5 years. Before that, like that's like my first introduction was to real estate like 3.5 years ago. And I don't think I can ever go back now because I just love, looking at homes and it just feels right for me. So yeah, I don't want to be an agent. I always think about it. I go back and forth, but I like this side of the, you know, the desk job more.
Oh, okay. So now you've really fallen in love then with real estate. Now, even if it's only been 3.5 years, you found somewhat of a new passion then. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's a new learning process, but I feel that it's right for me. It's great. And if you have the right help, if you have the right people around you, it always helps you.
Absolutely. Now, how about with CyberBacker? You mentioned earlier, you found out about CyberBacker. How did you hear about us?
So actually that's a very interesting journey. So we were at Compass before we joined Keller Williams. So Keller Williams sort of, I think, uses CyberBacker a lot. Like I know a lot of other teams that use CyberBackers or like, you know, marketing people that use CyberBacker. So I had an idea about it, but then Pam was like the first person who actually spoke to us. And, you know, we had like a call with her. And she was like really kind enough to like, you know, go through the process, us what you guys do and, you know, how do I, like, she basically made sure that we get in touch with you guys and, you know, we can start the process. And she spoke highly about CyberBacker. And so we decided, you know, to go this route.
Okay, there we go. So that's how you found out about CyberBacker then. And as of today, that what you're talking, how long have you been partnered with your CyberBacker?
I think it's been about 6-7 months now.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So a fairly new partnership then, not yet a year into the partnership. So before you got to work with Cyberbacker, what were the things that you needed help with?
So we actually already, we had somebody who was doing marketing and all of that for us, but eventually we wanted to like distribute the tasks. Mm-hmm. So that's when, you know, we actually lost one and we wanted to hire somebody, but we didn't know like if you want somebody, how do we want to like manage it? Do we want somebody just for marketing and social media, or we want somebody like, you know, Cyberbacker who can all like right. help us with everything a little bit. So before that we had like somebody like in-house, mm-hmm. and then we like switched from that to like Cyberbacker, and since then like he has been helping us with little bit of everything. So it's a great help for me because I now that I have that reliability, I know that I can like fall back on somebody if, you know, I am busy or if I'm doing something else, like I have a helping hand who is like just one text away, and like I can just like text or like, you know, hop
someone
on a call.
Trust, yeah.
Yes, I can trust. I can like some reliable person that I know I can back on, like if I am busy.
Yes, just getting that time back to focus on other things that's important to the business too, right? Now, talk to me more about your Cyberbacker and what's it like working with him every day?
It's a different experience. I have never done that before. I have never worked with somebody remotely, like absolutely remote. Mm-hmm. It's all like, you know, you always meet, and it's different if you're, you know, meeting a person every day or like even like once or twice a week. So it's a different experience and I'm still learning. It's not been a very long time. So I feel I'm trying to get better every single day. I get the emails that, you know, you guys send. I try to like read through them, at least, you know, if you have like some suggestions that we should do with our Cyberbackers, or, you know, like I got like an email about something about like holidays. So I thought I spoke to my Cyberbacker about that. Like, you know, this is what I learned, you know, if I would like to implement this with you and things like that. So I'm still learning. But it's different. But it's good. Like so far, so good, I would say. The first few months, I would say like first, like 1 to 3 months, we were on a call like every single day. Just, you know, trying to like make him, you know, understand what we exactly do, our processes, our procedures and things like that. So we spoke a lot. It's reduced after that. So now like we talk once or twice a week or maybe thrice. So it's gradually reducing, but I like text every single day. Like we are on Slack every day. Like we talk, I like email him if I need something, but it's like, now it's more of like emails and text than calls, but it's been good so far. I feel I can do better. I feel like there are like so many things that I am still learning, and I can like, you know, make it a better process for both of us. But it's been good so far.
Really appreciate the answer, actually. Now everything's going smoothly, just getting used to working with each other as well. And I think that really takes time. And 6-7 months into the partnership, there's still a lot of things that you need to know about each other probably, or get used to. Again, it's part of growth, part of the process, right? Now, how about communication though? You talked about that, or you touched about it earlier during the beginning of the partnership, probably first few months with your Cyberbacker, really had those video calls here and there. Now just consistent texting. How important is having communication with your Cyberbacker to success of the partnership?
I think it's very, very, very important. It's one of the most important things, because I feel with Cyberbacker, like I think the one, not a challenge, but I would say every, and I've spoke to a lot of other people about this too, but I feel the communication is so important because they don't like work with us every single day, like in person. So there is no way for them to understand what we do and how important a task is or it's not, or like even just understanding, you know, the whole process of things. So for them, sometimes in our head, we feel that, okay, you know, this, he can or she can do this, but they will not know anything until we actually tell them, because they're not with us. They're not a part of a lot of conversations that I'm having on the back end with the agents, with like other team members, my office and things like that. So I feel it's so important to, you know, communicate with them, and not just, you know, work-related communication, but also, you know, like in general communication, like, you know, just talking about what's going on here, like, you know, what festivals we're having, or like if it's a snow day today, or if it's, you know, if it's like a holiday today or something like that, just, you know, to make your cyber backer comfortable with you and, you know, make sure that he or she understand,
of course,
you know, how we work and things like that. So I feel communication is really important.
Very important.
Normal, like personal communication and like related to work. It's very, very important. And yeah, now it's like more of like texts and emails. Like now I can like just forward him something and say like, hey, can you please do this for me? Now he understands, because like we have built that relationship where he knows, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. And like with an email, it will suffice. Like I don't have to like call him every single time and say, you know, hey, this is how you're supposed to do this. So I think the first few months of calls are like a must. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it depends. But yeah, always like a constant communication, constant interaction is very important.
Yes, I think that goes for any type of partnership, may it be someone that you work with in the office or someone who's virtual. I think it's the same thing. Really, communication is one of the priorities to make sure that it is going to be successful. So talking about success, I know it's only been a few months that you've been working with your cyber backer, but what's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business so far?
Yeah, I would say I can't like pinpoint on like a specific thing, because it's, of course, it's not been a very long time. Yeah. It's just like 5-6 months. But I do feel that, you know, our processes are getting like better, like our social, like we have a lot to do with our social media, but still like we have implemented a few things that we want to do like weekly. In terms of like social media marketing, and that's happening. Like we are posting blogs. We are like doing our posts every single month. We are like trying to do like birthday posts for our agents and things like that. Our transactions, listings, everything is like, everything has like a process. Even like marketing, like we sent out holiday cards, you know, in December. So that was like sent out on time. Like we had a really nice, pretty like graphic that my cyber backer created for us. So like, you know, things like that, they are great wins too. I feel if we can like have a good systematic process of everything. So I think so far this is all we did.
Of course. And imagine, it's only been a few months that you've been working together. Imagine the success you're going to be able to reach, let's say, in a year's time from now. Now, we've been talking about your cyber backer for a while now. So before we end today, would you want to give him a quick message or a quick shout out on the show before we end?
To my cyber backer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I tell him all the time that, you know, you are doing great, and, you know, you are just so supportive. You are so hardworking. He's really hardworking. He, you know, puts in a lot of effort. If any one of us, like if Justin or if I like tell him something, he'll make sure, you know, he will like be prompt about it. He will like email. He's always available. He'll hop on a call whenever I ask him to. If he like does something, and if I tell him like, you know, this is supposed to be done like this, he makes a note of it, makes sure like he does it the correct way the next time. So yeah, he's really sweet. He's really amazing to talk to. And he's also like learning a lot. So yeah, he's so great. He's so nice. And I appreciate all the help that I'm getting, because I feel it. I wouldn't be able to like survive otherwise. Yeah.
There we go. Now we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success and the growth of this partnership, of course. Once again, Abipsa, thank you very much for being on the show today. I had fun talking to you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.